This is the listening paper of the 2017 National Examination in English. There are 5 tasks in the paper. You will hear the first task only once, and all the other tasks twice. Turn to task 1. Task 1. You are going to hear a talk about netiquette. You will hear the recording only once. Before you listen, read the sentences below. While you listen, complete the sentences. Write no more than 3 words in each gap. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the sentences.
You may have wondered, what is netiquette? Basically, netiquette is your etiquette online, and it's very important for college students, especially if you're taking an online course, and especially if you're taking an English course. For me, netiquette is very important because I'm an English teacher. So that means when you email me, I don't want to see U, the letter U, instead of Y-O-U in your email, or other texting words like LOL. I'm hoping that you will remember that I want you to keep it at a professional level using standard written English in your emails and in your discussion postings online and any of the correspondence you do online with me or your classmates, especially because I am teaching an English class, so I want to see you practice your best writing skills in emails, discussions, papers, all of that stuff. So please do not type in full caps, as this is equivalent to shouting. It really is. Please keep your messages brief, professional, and on topic. Use a concise and informative subject line in your posts and messages. Also, please include a greeting in an email message. Greet the person the same way you would in a face-to-face setting or if you were writing a letter. I can't tell you how many times I've received an email that has a curt question and I have no idea who has sent me the email. I see the email address is like fancyface32@gmail.com. I don't know who that is. Please let me know who is sending the email. And in your message, you know, by saying your name or thank you or sincerely, try to keep it at some level of professionality here. Respect copyright laws in your emails as well. And please do not send or forward chain letters, unsolicited information, YouTube videos, pictures of your cat. You know, try to keep that professional as well. Anything funny that you've seen online, check with your professor first to make sure that's okay to send, or just avoid sending those. Remember that email messages can be viewed by someone other than the sender and the receiver, especially if you're doing an online class, so never put anything in an email that you would not put on a postcard or up on your Facebook page. Remember that the recipient of online communications is a human being whose culture, language, and humor may have different points of reference from your own. Also, if you're doing discussion postings, remember those can be taken out of context. Try to be very clear with what you're saying. Thank you. And that's the basics of what netiquette is. If you have any other questions, feel free to email me or message me on my YouTube channel.
This is the end of task 1. Turn to task 2. Task 2. You are going to hear people talk about unemployment in the United States. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the topics below. While you listen, match the topics B to I to the speakers and write letters B to I in the table given. There are 2 extra topics you do not need to use. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the topics. Example 0.
If you experience a period of unemployment or are currently unable to find work, the last thing you're probably thinking about is your taxes. But since you still need to file a tax return, you may be interested in some of the tax benefits available to you. If you receive unemployment compensation during the year, regardless of the amount, it's fully taxable and you must report it on your tax return. Your state will report the total amount to you on a Form 1099-G.
Speaker 1.
Typically, if you're fired, you're not eligible for unemployment benefits. However, if you have a dispute about the reasons for your firing, for instance, if you feel that your employer was unfair, you can have a hearing. And at the hearing, the employer would have to show up and have to establish good cause for why you were fired. If the employer is not able to establish good cause, you may be eligible for unemployment benefits.
Speaker 2.
Before I can think about what low unemployment means, I have to understand what unemployment itself means. What does it mean to be unemployed? The first response that I get from most people when I ask this question is, "You're unemployed if you don't have a job." Well, this is not entirely accurate, but I'll need to back up several steps to show you why.
Speaker 3.
When receiving unemployment insurance benefits, the common mistake of not reporting work and earnings accurately can lead to overpayments, fines, delays, and even jail time. Any income that is earned while receiving unemployment insurance benefits must be reported in a timely and accurate fashion. Failure to do so can have serious consequences.
Speaker 4.
The real issue is education at the end of the day, but it's even more than that. We aren't even preparing our high school graduates with the skills they need to enter the labor force. And then the medium education, community colleges, the training that comes after that. You don't all have to be rocket scientists, but many of these technical jobs in manufacturing could be filled with a little more training that's not being offered in our economy, is being offered in places like Germany. We're not seeing that done here.
Speaker 5.
This is the longest stretch of private sector job growth in U.S. history. 5.6 million jobs total added in just the last 2 years. One lingering question, though, how much of that lower unemployment rate comes from people just giving up on a job entirely or simply baby boomers retiring?
Speaker 6.
Unemployment fraud, also sometimes called Employment Development Department fraud or EDD fraud, is when a person collects or attempts to collect unemployment benefits that they're not legitimately entitled to.
Listen again and check your answers. Speaker 1.
Typically, if you're fired, you're not eligible for unemployment benefits. However, if you have a dispute about the reasons for your firing, for instance, if you feel that your employer was unfair, you can have a hearing. And at the hearing, the employer would have to show up and have to establish good cause for why you were fired. If the employer is not able to establish good cause, you may be eligible for unemployment benefits.
Speaker 2.
Before I can think about what low unemployment means, I have to understand what unemployment itself means. What does it mean to be unemployed? The first response that I get from most people when I ask this question is, "You're unemployed if you don't have a job." Well, this is not entirely accurate, but I'll need to back up several steps to show you why.
Speaker 3.
When receiving unemployment insurance benefits, the common mistake of not reporting work and earnings accurately can lead to overpayments, fines, delays, and even jail time. Any income that is earned while receiving unemployment insurance benefits must be reported in a timely and accurate fashion. Failure to do so can have serious consequences.
Speaker 4.
The real issue is education at the end of the day, but it's even more than that. We aren't even preparing our high school graduates with the skills they need to enter the labor force. And then the medium education, community colleges, the training that comes after that. You don't all have to be rocket scientists, but many of these technical jobs in manufacturing could be filled with a little more training that's not being offered in our economy, is being offered in places like Germany. We're not seeing that done here.
Speaker 5.
This is the longest stretch of private sector job growth in U.S. history. 5.6 million jobs total added in just the last 2 years. One lingering question, though, how much of that lower unemployment rate comes from people just giving up on a job entirely, or simply baby boomers retiring?
Speaker 6.
Unemployment fraud, also sometimes called Employment Development Department fraud or EDD fraud, is when a person collects or attempts to collect unemployment benefits that they're not legitimately entitled to.
This is the end of Task 2. Turn to Task 3. Task 3. You are going to hear a talk about a person from English history. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the sentences below. While you listen, tick the correct answer, A, B, or C. An example zero has been done for you. You now have 45 seconds to read the sentences.
This episode tells the story of John Blank, an African trumpeter who between 1507 and 1512 played at the courts of Henry VII and Henry VIII. He is thought to have come from Africa, but his age, place of birth and parentage are unknown. His surname may have originated as a nickname, derived from the word blanc in French or blanco in Spanish, both meaning white. Blank was part of a wider trend for European rulers to employ African musicians. He was one of 8 royal trumpeters. The first payment to John Blank was made in early December 1507, when he was paid 20 shillings, that is 8 pence a day, for his services at court in the previous month. Monthly payments for the same amount continued throughout the following year. On the 11th of May 1509, Blank played at the funeral of Henry VII, when he wore black mourning livery, and then again at the coronation of King Henry VIII on the 24th of June of that year, when he was dressed in bright scarlet. Following the death of the Italian trumpeter, Dominque Justinian, Blank successfully petitioned the new king to grant him Justinian's position, and a higher wage of 16 pence a day. In his petition, he complained that his current wage was not sufficient to maintain and keep him to do your grace-like service as other your trumpeters do. On the 12th and 13th of February 1511, Blank played at the Westminster Tournament, held to celebrate the birth of the short-lived Prince Henry on New Year's Day. John Blank is depicted twice on the 60-foot-long Westminster Tournament roll of 1511. He is shown first riding a grey horse with a black harness. All of the court trumpeters depicted on the tournament roll wear yellow and grey livery. The trumpeters appear again on the roll at the end of the day's jousting. Here, in the more frequently reproduced portrait, Blank's horse is shown as black with a crimson harness. The trumpeter's dark face contrasts strikingly with those of his companions, but his one visible hand, holding the trumpet, is incongruously shown as white. In both depictions, Blank wears a turban. while his companions are bareheaded. John Blank is the only identifiable black person portrayed in 16th century British art. Alongside his relatively high status occupation and his connection to Henry VIII, this has made him the most widely recognised and cited example of an African in Tudor England.
Listen again and check your answers.
This episode tells the story of John Blank, an African trumpeter who between 1507 and 1512 played at the courts of Henry VII and Henry VIII. He is thought to have come from Africa, but his age, place of birth, and parentage are unknown. His surname may have originated as a nickname, derived from the word blanc in French or blanco in Spanish, both meaning white. Blank was part of a wider trend for European rulers to employ African musicians. He was one of 8 royal trumpeters. The first payment to John Blank was made in early December 1507, when he was paid 20 shillings, that is 8 pence a day, for his services at court in the previous month. Monthly payments for the same amount continued throughout the following year. On the 11th of May 1509, Blank played at the funeral of Henry VII, when he wore black mourning livery, and then again at the coronation of King Henry VIII on the 24th of June of that year, when he was dressed in bright scarlet. Following the death of the Italian trumpeter, Dominque Justinian, Blank successfully petitioned the new king to grant him Justinian's position and a higher wage of 16 pence a day. In his petition, he complained that his current wage was not sufficient to maintain and keep him to do your grace-like service as other your trumpeters do. On the 12th and 13th of February 1511, Blank played at the Westminster Tournament, held to celebrate the birth of the short-lived Prince Henry on New Year's Day. John Blank is depicted twice on the 60-foot-long Westminster Tournament roll of 1511. He is shown first riding a grey horse with a black harness. All of the court trumpeters depicted on the tournament roll wear yellow and grey livery. The trumpeters appear again on the roll at the end of the day's jousting. Here, in the more frequently reproduced portrait, Blank's horse is shown as black with a crimson harness. The trumpeter's dark face contrasts strikingly with those of his companions, but his one visible hand, holding the trumpet, is incongruously shown as white. In both depictions, Blank wears a turban, while his companions are bareheaded. John Blank is the only identifiable black person portrayed in 16th century British art. Alongside his relatively high status occupation and his connection to Henry VIII, this has made him the most widely recognised and cited example of an African in Tudor England.
This is the end of Task 3. Turn to Task 4. Task 4. You are going to hear a company owner answer a list of questions about machine learning. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the questions below. While you listen, match the questions B to K to the items and write letters B to K in the table given. There are 2 extra questions you do not need to use. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the questions. Example 0.
Now, my company, Kaggle, operates on the cutting edge of machine learning. We bring together hundreds of thousands of experts to solve important problems for industry and academia. So this gives us a unique perspective on what machines can do, what they can't do, and what jobs they might automate or threaten.
Item 1.
So machine learning started making its way into industry in the early 90s, and it started with relatively simple tasks. It started with things like assessing credit risk from loan applications, sorting the mail by reading handwritten characters from zip codes.
Item 2.
Over the past few years, we have made dramatic breakthroughs. Machine learning is now capable of far, far more complex tasks. In 2012, Kaggle challenged its community to build an algorithm that could grade high school essays. The winning algorithms were able to match the grades given by human teachers.
Item 3.
Last year, we issued an even more difficult challenge. Can you take images of the eye and diagnose an eye disease called diabetic retinopathy? Again, the winning algorithms were able to match the diagnoses given by human ophthalmologists.
Item 4.
Now, given the right data, machines are going to outperform humans at tasks like this. A teacher might read 10,000 essays over a 40-year career. An ophthalmologist might see 50,000 eyes. A machine can see read millions of essays or see millions of eyes within minutes. We have no chance of competing against machines on frequent, high-volume tasks.
Item 5.
Where machines have made very little progress is in tackling novel situations. They can't handle things they haven't seen many times before. The fundamental limitation of machine learning is that it needs to learn from large volumes of past data. Now, humans don't. We have the ability to connect seemingly disparate threads to solve problems we've never seen before.
Item 6.
The future state of any single job lies in the answer to a single question. To what extent is that job reducible to frequent, high-volume tasks, and to what extent does it involve tackling novel situations? On frequent, high-volume tasks, machines are getting smarter and smarter. Today they grade essays, they diagnose certain diseases. Over coming years, they're going to conduct our audits, and they're going to read boilerplate from legal contracts.
Item 7.
Now, as mentioned, machines are not making progress on novel situations. The copy behind a marketing campaign needs to grab consumers' attention. It has to stand out from the crowd. Business strategy means finding gaps in the market, things that nobody else is doing. It will be humans that are creating the copy behind our marketing campaigns, and it will be humans that are developing our business strategy.
Listen again and check your answers. Item 1.
So machine learning started making its way into industry in the early 90s, and it started with relatively simple tasks. It started with things like assessing credit risk from loan applications, sorting the mail by reading handwritten characters from zip codes.
Item 2.
Over the past few years, we have made dramatic breakthroughs. Machine learning is now capable of far, far more complex tasks. In 2012, Kaggle challenged its community to build an algorithm that could grade high school essays. The winning algorithms were able to match the grades given by human teachers.
Item 3.
Last year, we issued an even more difficult challenge. Can you take images of the eye and diagnose an eye disease called diabetic retinopathy? Again, the winning algorithms were able to match the diagnoses given by human ophthalmologists.
Item 4.
Now, given the right data, machines are going to outperform humans at tasks like this. A teacher might read 10,000 essays over a 40-year career. An ophthalmologist might see 50,000 eyes. A machine can see read millions of essays or see millions of eyes within minutes. We have no chance of competing against machines on frequent, high-volume tasks.
Item 5.
Where machines have made very little progress is in tackling novel situations. They can't handle things they haven't seen many times before. The fundamental limitation of machine learning is that it needs to learn from large volumes of past data. Now, humans don't. We have the ability to connect seemingly disparate threads to solve problems we've never seen before.
Item 6.
The future state of any single job lies in the answer to a single question. To what extent is that job reducible to frequent, high-volume tasks, and to what extent does it involve tackling novel situations? On frequent, high-volume tasks, machines are getting smarter and smarter. Today they grade essays, they diagnose certain diseases. Over coming years, they're going to conduct our audits, and they're going to read boilerplate from legal contracts.
Item 7.
Now, as mentioned, machines are not making progress on novel situations. The copy behind a marketing campaign needs to grab consumers' attention. It has to stand out from the crowd. Business strategy means finding gaps in the market, things that nobody else is doing. It will be humans that are creating the copy behind our marketing campaigns, and it will be humans that are developing our business strategy.
This is the end of Task 4. Turn to Task 5. Task 5. You are going to hear an interview with a blogger. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the sentences below. While you listen, complete the sentences. Write no more than 3 words in each gap. An example, 0 has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the sentences.
Meet Pete Aidney, also known as Mr. Money Moustache. He's a former software engineer who stashed away much of his very decent but not extraordinary income and retired at the age of 30. Today, 10 years on, he gets by with his wife and child in semi-rural Colorado in the US on a living of about $25,000 a year. And he plans never to work for money again, although he does like to write blogs about it.
To me, it's just living what I think is already a luxurious life, but from the outside looking in, people might find it strange that I don't drive a car as much as the average American. I only use a few tanks of gas per year because I prefer to find things and friends that are near my home. So a lot less travel. And then in every other category, I've just kind of optimized things to the best that I could, you know, like cook a lot of food at home and try to do my own home maintenance. I cut my own hair just because I prefer getting it done instantly.
I mean, what do you do?
My true passion in life turns out to be building things, like carpentry and building houses and designing things. The biggest thing is really just spending time with my son. He's 10 years old. He's still in the stage where dad is a fun thing in his life, so.
You say that, but also it's blogging about your frugal existence, right? I mean, you have many thousands of followers. How many do you have, in fact?
It's a really tricky question for a blogger to answer. It just depends on how you measure it. So in the last 30-day period, I think about 750,000. And in the lifetime of it, which is about 5 years, it says 17 million people. So
it suggests that frugality is something that Americans like to think about right now.
I don't like to think of it as frugality. It's more of a philosophy and living the good life. It's really a blog about happiness rather than money or frugality. Frugality just happens to be a very efficient path to a happier life.
Isn't work part of happiness?
Yeah, I think you are absolutely right. The biggest thing that I learned from retirement is that there's no such thing as real retirement to an active, sort of energetic person. I love to work, and I get very cranky if I spend more than about half a day on the couch. So The point in my flavor of retirement is just not having mandatory work so you don't have to sacrifice your soul to do things you don't believe in just for a paycheck.
Listen again and check your answers.
Meet Pete Aidney, also known as Mr. Money Moustache. He's a former software engineer who stashed away much of his very decent but not extraordinary income and retired at the age of 30. Today, 10 years on, he gets by with his wife and child in semi-rural Colorado in the US on a living of about $25,000 a year. And he plans never to work for money again, although he does like to write blogs about it.
To me, it's just living what I think is already a luxurious life, but from the outside looking in, people might find it strange that I don't drive a car as much as the average American. I only use a few tanks of gas per year because I prefer to find things and friends that are near my home. So a lot less travel. And then in every other category, I've just kind of optimized things to the best that I could, you know, like cook a lot of food at home and try to do my own home maintenance. I cut my own hair just because I prefer getting it done instantly.
I mean, what do you do?
My true passion in life turns out to be building things, like carpentry and building houses and designing things. The biggest thing is really just spending time with my son. He's 10 years old. He's still in the stage where dad is a fun thing in his life. So
you say that, but also it's blogging about your frugal existence, right? I mean, you have many thousands of followers. How many do you have, in fact?
It's a really tricky question for a blogger to answer. It just depends on how you measure it. So in the last 30-day period, I think about 750,000. And in the lifetime of it, which is about 5 years, it says 17 million people. So
it suggests that frugality is something that Americans like to think about right now.
I don't like to think of it as frugality. It's more of a philosophy and living the good life. It's really a blog about happiness rather than money or frugality. Frugality just happens to be a very efficient path to a happier life.
Isn't work part of happiness?
Yeah, I think you are absolutely right. The biggest thing that I learned from retirement is that there's no such thing as real retirement to an active sort of energetic person. I love to work and I get very cranky if I spend more than about half a day on the couch. So the point in my flavor of retirement is just not having mandatory work so you don't have to sacrifice your soul to do things you don't believe in just for a paycheck.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now turn to the reading paper.